And welcome to another special edition of The Blue Line right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss alongside John Flacco. A quick 3 or 4 minute hitter here. Let's review our picks here.
Okay. Not so great for me. I had
First round picks.
I had St. Louis, New Jersey, and the Flyers, most importantly. And that's about it. Mr. Strauss, you had, let's see, you had St. Louis as well.
I did.
You had Detroit. You had the Rangers. And you had the Devils.
I did.
And you did not have the Fly Guys.
Why would I ever take the Fly Guys? You should know better than that. I thought that was going to go seven. I think we're both pretty poor
because I don't think either of us hit any predictions exactly with the games, number of games.
Yeah, but honestly, who's going to predict the LA Kings beating the Vancouver Canucks in the first round in five games?
Probably only someone from LA who's a hockey fan.
Right. Maybe the GM of the LA Kings. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Hextall, maybe?
Certainly not us. Mike Richards, perhaps?
Maybe. Could be.
Something else we're going to talk about on our next broadcast of The Blue Line is going to be the all-flyer line.
That's next podcast.
That's coming up.
The X-Flyer Report.
The X-Flyer Report from John Flacco did his research, obviously very bored one night, and put together a list of players who qualified for the playoffs this year who happened to be X-Flyers. You can almost put together a full line. You're missing one defenseman.
Well, and a goalie.
And a goalie. Not a big deal, right?
No.
You don't need goalies anyway. We don't have them here. You can almost put a ton of forwards and just one defenseman, but no goalie, of X-Flyer Report. So the X-Flyer Report coming up next Monday, which is going to be April 30th, our broadcast of The Blue Line, starting at 6 p.m. The rebroadcast again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. as well. Let's go to your predictions now. We now have everything set up as of last night with the Eastern. The West has been set for quite some time, but the East was very much up for grabs up until last night at about, I don't know, 12:20. Not that I was awake. All right, maybe I was. Let's go to the West matchups. You have the second seed St. Louis hosting the Cinderella team, the LA Kings. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the Blues here. I got the Blues in six. I think L.A. has they played really well in the beginning, and that kind of carried them through the series. But from what I saw at the end of that series, I don't think their offense can hold up. They're facing Elliott now. They're not facing even though they faced a good Schneider, they're not facing Luongo. So I think that helped them in the beginning to carry them through, but I don't think they have enough to get through that evenly – balance St. Louis defense.
I would tend to agree with that. I think that the L.A. series would be, or the L.A. Canucks series, a first-round matchup, would have been a lot more compelling if they had gotten Corey Schneider goaltending throughout. Might have been a totally different story, but alas, you can't go with that. You got to go with the guy who got you there throughout the regular season. So I'm going to go with St. Louis as well. I'll go with St. Louis in six. Jonathan Quick's going to be able to steal a couple games, but I think that's going to be about it.
Yeah, so we're on the same page there.
Fair enough. The second of the two matchups in the Western Conference, the 3-4 matchup, the defending Pacific champion division winners in the Phoenix Coyotes, surprising the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know if it's really surprising, but it's kind of weird to see the Phoenix Coyotes.
Yeah, we expected Chicago to be Chicago, but the Phoenix showed that they deserve that 3 spot in the playoffs.
Absolutely. They take on the very heavily favored now Nashville Predators in the Western Conference semifinals. It's a 3-4 matchup, so Phoenix will get the extra home game. I really like Nashville here, and I've said this throughout. I have them going to, at worst, the Western Conference Finals, and maybe even the Stanley Cup Finals. If you look at who's left really here in the West, I think Nashville's got the most well-rounded team here. I'm going to take Nashville in five.
I think this series is even. I looked at the line this morning. It's even money on both teams, at least in game one. So I think you're going to have a war of attrition here. I think both teams can hit. Goaltending is fabulous on both sides.
Absolutely.
Mike Smith has really stepped up. To play with Pekarinen as well. I think it comes down to, as with all championship teams, defense. And you look at the Nashville defense, I think if you got to put money on either side, I'm going to go with Shea and Weber. So I'm going to take Nashville in seven.
Nashville in seven. All right, fair enough. Moving over to the East very, very quickly here, the top seed in the East is still around, and the New York Rangers got a little scare from the Ottawa Senators in winning Game 7 last night at home at MSG. So they will advance to take on the seven-seeded Washington Capitals, who upset the Boston Bruins, the defending Stanley Cup champions, the other night by winning on the road in a Game 7. So you have to think Washington's going in with some momentum here, but you're also facing a very, very tough netminder in Henrik Lundqvist, who stood on his head in Game 7, especially in the waning moments, to seal the deal to advance the Rangers onto the second round.
Yeah, you know, in watching that game last night, you watch the Rangers, and the times they get – there was a Senators barrage. But, you know, you got Lundqvist, and they always find a way. They find that lull in the other team, and then they take advantage and find a way to win the game. I think this is lopsided when I got the Rangers in five.
I'm gonna say the Rangers as well. I'm going to go Rangers in six. I think Washington may be able to steal a Holtby if he can ride that streak and maybe take a couple games. But I really don't see anybody beating the Rangers in the East at all. I really don't. And that just that I'm kind of foreshadowing for our next segment of Stanley Cup matchups. But moving on to the second matchup, obviously the Philadelphia Flyers beating the 4-1 favored, according to Vegas, the Pittsburgh Penguins. So they defeated them in six games. They will advance to take on the New Jersey Devils, who won in double overtime last night over the Florida Panthers. So that's going to be a turnpike matchup. So I think that's a great matchup for the Flyers. I don't see the Flyers losing this at all. I'm going to take the Fly Guys in five.
Five, huh? I'm confident in the Fly Guys too. I think, but I'm not confident.
You're not five game confident.
I'm not five game confident. I think Brodeur, as much as he's not looked like Brodeur in this series, I think with the Parise and Jonta, those guys will find a way to steal.
Kovalchuk.
Yeah, those guys will find a way to steal a couple. So I got Fly Boys in six.
All right, there are your East and West predictions. They're already set in stone because we just recorded it, so we're good.
Yeah, so we got it about before they started, hours before.
Absolutely. So now we can go back 2 weeks from now and take a listen. Speaking of going back and taking a listen, if you would like to listen to any of our previous podcasts of The Blue Line, they are available on the Sterling High School website. Just go down on the left-hand column and where you click on the link to listen to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, you'll find Listen to Sterling High School Podcast. Click on the link. It'll take you to all of our podcasts that we offer here on Sterling High School Radio. So make sure you take a look at that if you happen to miss any of our episodes here. Our next show is going to be, again, Monday, April 30th at 6 p.m. Again, the rebroadcast of that will be on Tuesday. That's May 1st already. Look at that.
Wednesday's the 1st.
Whatever. It's... We're moving along.
Yes.
But if you missed the broadcast, you can always catch it on our podcast site. Again, for John Flacco, I'm Rob Strauss. Tune in to Blue Line every Monday night right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.